Yeah, I'm back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking today with Sunset Zoo Marketing Development Officer Melissa Kirkwood and Andy Hutchinson from the Kanza Rotary as we continue talking about Water Matters Day. It's happening this Saturday, August 1st. Hard to believe it's August already, but I want to just let Andy kind of expand a little bit on some of the things that Rotary does with in terms of making sure we have clean water.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the reasons we picked water as kind of our primary areas is that statistically about a billion people in the world can't get clean water to drink or use safely. And yet here in Manhattan, Kansas, we have enough water that we can fill places like swimming pools that we can. You know, we have enough water that we can play in it. We don't. It's not as we don't perceive it as much as a precious resource that we know that it is. So that's one of the reasons that we kind of selected water. And so then I mentioned we raised some funds to support some local, regional, and international projects. And we actually hit a pretty big milestone this year. Over the course of our 10 years of Water Matters Day projects, we've raised we've distributed more than $100,000 in funds to support these projects at the local, regional, and international level. And so this year, we're honored to be able to support Shepherd's Crossing to assist some of our neighbors with support with their water bills. We are supporting the Sunset Zoo with that additional bottle fill station that Melissa mentioned earlier. And Friends of the Kaw and the Kansas Riverkeeper, so they do some tremendous work to keep our river and our waterways clean. They provide some opportunities to take groups to go clean up the banks of the river, and if you ever get a chance to do that, I highly encourage you to do so. And then the last part I'll talk about is our international project. So a couple years ago, we sent a group down to Honduras to build a water cistern in a small community. We had a couple of members this last spring break go down to Ecuador to help install some water filters for folks in their homes. And so we have a couple more of those types of projects kind of pending, depending travel allowances with COVID-19. So looking at places in Central and South America, including Ecuador, Brazil, and maybe Puerto Rico.
Awesome. Well, that's good work. And appreciate knowing all about that, and hopefully those travel restrictions will get lifted soon enough. Melissa, I understand we have some new babies at the zoo.
We do. You know, it's been even though we were closed for a majority of the spring, we had a eventful spring here at the zoo. So we have a couple. Our mom, Leslie, is there at least because our mom, Leslie, is there at least because our mom, Leslie, is very active with the gibbon family that we have here, the white-handed gibbons. She had a baby over the closure, and we usually wait about a month before that is out and exposed to the public to make sure that the mom and the baby and the family are doing fine, and they are. And so we have a new baby gibbon. Its name is Netta, and a lot of people are asking, is it a boy? Is it a girl? And actually, with gibbon monkeys, it's very hard to distinguish and know that right away, and we probably will not know the exact sex of that baby until we do a full physical, which could be up to about 9 months to a year. We need to make sure that the mom is comfortable with us handling her baby. But they are doing very good as a family. And if if you've been to the zoo since we've been open, you can probably already see the growth and the change that baby Netta has had since she's been born. She's growing pretty rapidly. She is traditionally right now, she is attached to mom continuously, but that doesn't stop mom from swinging around, and the baby's learning quite a bit right now. She or he is adjusting to being with the family and doing very well. The baby still is on milk from the mom and is just now starting to be interested in maybe some food. So if you are here, be sure to visit our Gibbons. You'll get to see baby Netta. And then we have also had a baby flamingo. So baby flamingos happen, you know, traditionally in the springtime, but we have to watch that quite a bit because the nesting and everything happens in the exhibit as well. And that went very well. And the baby is up on its legs. And that baby's name is Ringo. So Ringo is gray in nature right now. Ringo will not start to turn color until it's a little bit older, and that all comes through the feeding process and the growth pattern of flamingos. So come see our baby flamingo, come see our baby gibbon, and we are staying active here at the zoo. So we're excited to have those new members of our family here at Sunset Zoo.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, it's a busy week, busy time at the Sunset Zoo. I know it's also National Zookeepers Week. We're out of time, or else I'd talk about that a little bit more, but remind people to go out Saturday for the Kids Free Day and Water Matters Day at Sunset Zoo. Melissa, thanks a lot. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
And Andy, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brandon.
All right, that's going to do it for In Focus today. Tomorrow, it's Pottawatomie County Day on In Focus. Dee McKee and Jack Alston will join us via telephone.
Coming up next hour on News Radio KMAN, the GMCF Community Hour, which includes a visit with folks from the Riley County Humane Society and the Armed Forces Foundation. It's 10 a.m.